Don't look back, says God to Lot. Don't look back. In the Old Testament, we see a lot of times God punishing his people, like the great punishment of the wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah were given to all sorts of sins against their neighbors. And obviously, we hear about God and Lot, you know, Lot bargaining for some of the people, or Abraham bargaining for some of the people, including his cousin Lot. In the New Testament, we don't see that punishment, that kind of hellfire and brimstone raining down from the sky as much. So what kind of happens? How do we make sense of this? Well, God's punishment, first of all, is always medicinal. God does punish, but he doesn't punish like, I'm mad at you because you did something wrong and so I'm going to, you know, beat you. His punishment is really just revealing what's going to happen as a result of your actions. Sodom and Gomorrah lived in such a way that was self-destructive. By what they did, they were going to be destroyed. And if maybe we give credit to the actual text of the story, God gives them a medicinal punishment to prevent them from corrupting any more people. He destroys that city. Well, that's true in all of us, too. We'll look at Lot's wife. She looks back and she gets turned into a pillar of salt. It's kind of a fun story. But why does she get turned into a pillar of salt? Because God's mad at her? No, because she looked back. She looked away from God and turned back to the things that she used to enjoy that were self-destructive for her. Some of us can be have had things in our past that weren't helpful for us. And we make kind of a fundamental turn towards God and we start going towards him. We start moving towards him. And yet, those little voices that used to entertain us are still in the back of our head and they're still saying, come back to us, come back to us. And God says, don't go back, don't look back, don't even look back. Why? Not because he's mad, not because he doesn't want us to enjoy life, but because he knows if we do look back, then we're going to be frozen. We're going to be a slave to all those horrible things that we used to be enslaved to, all those things that distract us from God, which is the source and the only source of our true happiness. God and everything that he created that doesn't distract us from God. So we can enjoy our life as long as we go towards God. In the gospel today, we hear a different version of the story of distraction. Jesus is in the boat. The disciples are in the boat with him. They say, we're going to die. We're going to die in your sleep, God. How come you're not helping us? Well, they manifested that they didn't trust God, that if they trusted God too much, then their life was going to be screwed up, right? If we just kind of trust him, God knows what he's doing, we're going to drown. They got so distracted by the storm around them, they forgot how great God was and how he had led them out from so many things in their life. So today, it's good to take a look at the distractions in our life, the distractions that from our past still somewhat haunt us, and the distractions all around us that distract us from the love of God, the absolute providence and care that he has, that he knows even when it seems like he's sleeping, he's still watching out for us not to punish us, but to prevent us from punishing ourselves. And so I'll say to the Lord today, Lord, I trust in you.